Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Men's Room blank question. Once enough time had passed, I finally admitted to doing blank. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's up, guys? How are you, Cody?
What's up, Cody?
Oh, it's going good. All right, so basically my story is I used to live with my mom when I was like 16, and me and my buddy went up to his house, and we did some mushrooms. After we did those mushrooms, his mom all of a sudden called him and was like, hey, I'm going to be home in like an hour. So we started to freak out, and we walked down to my mom's house, which was only like 5 minutes away. And we brought some weed with us, but we didn't have a pipe. So we made this little bong, and we ended up, like, not knowing what to do with it. And we stashed it in her backyard in this water pipe. So, like, 2 years go by, and then all of a sudden she had to get, like, some kind of plumbing done on her house. And this guy comes out, and he was like, hey, ma'am, I found a bong in your backyard. And my mom calls me, and she was like, what the hell is this? So I had to describe to her how I made a bong after doing mushrooms and going up to my buddy's house, and that we stashed it in her backyard.
Was she impressed with you?
I mean, kind of. It was like a duct tape bong I made. I mean, it was kind of cool, but at the same time, she was also very embarrassed that the plumbing guy came over and was like, ma'am, I just found this in your backyard.
Yeah, a bong.
Yep.
Yeah. What is this?
Yeah, that's always a weird thing. Parents find drug paraphernalia. Because, I mean, they know it's not theirs, and you're the only kid living at home. Like, well, we're about to have an awkward talk here, aren't we?
Yep.
That's all right. Something about shrooms, though. We, pain in the grass, I don't remember how many years ago. Basically, Castle had been out, I want to say, the night before. All right. But so when we meet up on the Saturday to go down to pain in the grass, he is now just the husk of a man. All right. Like, he has gone out and had a great time. And he's like, dude, I'm going to kind of take it easy today. Anyway, I got this bag of shrooms. I don't even want to look at them. Any of you guys want them? I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So he said, look, just do me one favor. Do not eat these at Pain in the Grass because they're really, really potent, man. I'm like, oh, dude, you got it. And I mean, within 30 seconds, I'm mowing these things down. But he doesn't know that, all right? So we show up at Pain in the Grass, and we're backstage, and we're doing all the stuff we got to do. And I'm maintaining pretty well. But then at some point, we have to interview Sully Erna from Godsmack. It just turns out that at this moment that we're going to interview him, the band is about to go on hiatus. They have not announced publicly they're going to go on hiatus, but whatever bad blood's going down the band.
This was like the last show of the tour for them.
It's going down, yeah. and Sully's pissed about whatever, which is his right. It's fine. So I remember it is hotter than hell outside. He shows up to this table. Now, keep in mind, we have an audience around us because they're going to watch the interview, right, and all this. So Sully shows up. We've never met this guy before. Obviously, we're familiar with Godsmack. He shows up. One, he's shirtless, which is no big deal, except that because I'm tripping on these mushrooms, I couldn't help noticing that it looked like his nipples were melting. All right? It looked like his nipples were like crying. And so
were both pierced, too.
Right. So and like, I mean, so
yeah, Sully.
My eyes are locked on these melting nipples of Sully Erna, but he is in a bad mood. He's not being mean to us. It's not even a bad interview. He's just in a bad frame of mind, kind of throwing the band under the bus a little bit. Like, these are fresh wounds he's going through. And the whole time, and Miles basically has to carry the whole interview because I'm just tripping. And I realized, don't say anything, because if I say anything, I know I'm going to say, hey, man, it looks like your nipples are melting. And I just knew that would derail everything. And Castle also was standing off to the side because he's kind of monitoring the interview. That's his prerogative. So we finish up the interview. Castle pulls me aside. He's like, hey, man. I'm like, what, dude? And I'm trying to be cool. He's like, did you eat those goddamn shrooms? I'm like, yes. He's like, God, he's like, that's the one thing. Yeah. I said, listen, I'm keeping it together. I'm just telling you. Look like his nipples are melting. He goes, you looked like you thought his nipples were melting. That's why I'm asking you. Like, sorry, man.
Men's Room blank question. Once enough time had passed, I finally admitted to doing blank. 206-421-ROCK.
There's certain people you can't give certain things to.
If you're going to hand me drugs, I'm going to do them.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's quick and easy. Man, what, Red Festival last year? This chick's like, hey, man, do you want to smoke with me? And I'm like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I just smoked. Like, I'm really starting to get high, so no. She goes, well, you want to do some shrooms? I'm like, hell yeah. Now, I walk around the perimeter Red Festival. By the time I made it backstage again, I swear to God, it's like everyone knew I was on shrooms. I will not mention names, but like eight different people are like, dude, are you shrooming? I'm like, yes. How did everyone here find this the hell out? They're like, because you did it in the middle of the crowd. I'm like, okay, that'll do it.
Yeah. I don't think I knew.
You didn't know? Oh, all right. Well, guess what, Ted? I was tripping on shrooms at the last Red Festival.
I thought it was because you were walking around going, I'm on shrooms.
No, I didn't say anything.
That's what I remember. I was like, oh, you bastard. Why didn't you give me some?
Well, it was the moment.
Let me find
a handful.
Yeah.
I have just been somewhere with you, and I'm not picking on you, but you specifically were like, take these. Get them away from me.
What was it?
Oh, maybe like a Christmas party or something.
Oh, all right. Just like, I'm going to keep doing this, so please.
Right. You just spent a lot of time on the deck. And I was like, hey, bro, are you okay? You haven't come inside. But, you know, take them from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's tough to have a conversation with someone who you know, who does not know you're in that state of mind and trying to pull it off. Because you just assume when you're there that everybody knows.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, you think the whole, right.
You think the world.
Everybody.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I might as well call my mom. She knows.
Mom, I'm tripping.
You're right. I'm right about what? The fact that I'm on shrooms right now. I just figured to call you and confirm.
Did you eat a pizza?
Right, exactly.
I think the worst I had, man, I got so high. It was just one Christmas. I'm no longer living with my parents, but I'm going to go there for Christmas Day, right? So I just smoke like a champ. I want to say I'd worked in radio earlier that day. Little man on the totem pole, you're working Christmas. So, I mean, I just get baked. I remember showing up there, and my mom used to throw these massive Christmas parties with friends, family, and I just remember rolling in. Everyone's already a few drinks deep, again, because I had worked earlier. And I walk in there, and I mean, I am so high, and instantly I'm like, this is the worst idea I've had. Like, it sucked, man.
Because you're going to have adult conversations.
This is adult conversations, and again, this is with relatives. They don't know you smoked, but friends, parents.
Haven't seen you in a long time, so they want to get caught
all
up on everything.
Oh, my God, man. And I mean, and I'm just getting harassed with questions because, again, I'm fresh in the radio, so they had a lot of questions. You know, how's radio treating you? Is it what you want it to be? Blah, blah, blah. Merry Christmas. I haven't seen you in the whole time. I'm like, Jesus Christ, stop talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say, and I'm just sitting there just sweating. Handshaking, eyes all bugged up, and this is the worst guy. But I can't say anything anymore.
Yeah. You ever seen the guy that does the alien shows and like his hair sticks up real high? So I don't. All right, or you see like Grandma's Boy? Just picture your typical like cartoon stoner, right? Just eyes massive.
Oh yeah, pupils dilated.
Right. So that story I tell about my buddy that broke his leg and it went through the skin and everything.
Yeah.
So when we're sitting at his house, right, he's on serious pain meds, but he's also I've got to go have lunch as part of this story. With my whole family, right?
Oh,
and my niece and nephew are little, but same thing. He's just like passing this ball back and forth. And I'm like, sure, man, I'll never see you. Blah, blah, blah. But same thing. Like, as I sit down for the lunch, it's just like, what?
Right.
And it's like, I swear to God, I couldn't speak for like 10 minutes. And you're just like you said, just like drinking water at an excessive rate. Just
yes.
Like, are you okay? What?
Yeah, trying to get there.
I was just sitting, I'm just tired.
Right.
Just tired.
And
that's
I asked,
all,
like, you know when you ask the wrong question? Because we were at one of those like mom and pop like sandwich places that like my mom likes to go to with her friends. And
right.
Half a sandwich and a cup of soup.
Soup, right.
And I blurted out something like, can we go to Fridays and get a beer?
Yeah. Like, please.
Come on.
Like, I'm so stressed.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I hate this and I'm really high and I can't cope.
And I don't like soup.
Not now. Soup is never soup. You never get stoned and go, I need soup.
All the munchies
it's
I've
all
had.
All the food you've ever had in your life. Bowl of cereal, absolutely.
Boy, I could go for some bisque.
Grilled cheese, sure. No one says, I need soup.
Right.
Oh. Make it thick and chunky. Yeah.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, hi.
Ryan Castle, live from his basement to Dungeon Studio. Is that a painting of Jimi Hendrix hanging in your basement?
That is. And you know what? Our friend Steve the Thrill Hill got that for me as a housewarming gift.
Yes,
he
did.
You did.
That is a local artist named Casey Brookbush who painted that. And we picked it up at a bar here near my house where he was doing a showing.
And that bar is no longer there, unfortunately.
No.
That's fact. Yeah, that was Naked City, the brewery on Greenwood.
Mm-hmm. I bought his Beatles painting. The Hendrix painting. There are a few floating around. We have, Lemmy and Angus Young hanging up in the old building.
You have the Beatles in your living room, don't you?
It is now in the basement, but it was in the living room, yes.
Ted, did you get a housewarming gift when you moved into your new place up on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, of course.
What did you get?
I got a painting.
Damn. Of what?
I got a painting of Sebastian Bach.
Oh, get out of here. Wow.
That's so awesome.
You're probably the only person who has one of those.
That is insane. He bought it on Sebastian Bach's tour bus, which he paid $15
no, it was 100.
For the opportunity to go to.
Honest to God, Castle and I stopped by a Sebastian Bach show.
True.
There's they got this piece of paper taped up, and it said, "Meet Sebastian Bach, $100 in cash."
But wasn't it handwritten?
Yes, it was.
You know his agent and his manager isn't getting their cut of that.
This is a great idea. Okay, absolutely. How's things there at the home? Everything good?
That's good, man. I mean, it was nice to go outside for 5 minutes today.
Right?
That was different.
Yeah, that is crazy. Okay, today we've got some...
It's like a tour of my lungs.
Today we've got some songs dealing with misters. Now, what was the what was the protocol when you guys were growing up as far as how your parents taught you to address other people? So did you have a strict rule as far as you had to, everyone was Mr. Such and Such? Sometimes it could be Mr. their first name, so it could be
I did not get that. I had Mr. and then their last name, and only since I've been an adult, so all of my kids' friends call me Mr. Steve, at least to my face. I'm sure there's different names behind
my back. Mr. Steve doesn't make you feel old, though. You know what I mean?
It does, because the only people that say it are children. And children always make you feel old.
Yeah, right. I'm a thrill. It had to be Mr. and Mrs. and their last name.
And their last name.
And then when
name.
I was in a junior in high school, I started hanging out with a buddy, and his parents were like, use our first name. But
sir,
it blew my mind.
Sir and ma'am?
This will probably come as a shock to a lot of you, but my parents were not big on rules or structure.
Okay.
So long as I didn't call someone the F word, I think it was probably okay.
But there was a lot of...
That still flew from time to time.
AF face.
Yeah.
It was, Ryan, exactly. We told you.
It was sir, it was ma'am, it was mister, it was missus, and we watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Our parents watched Mrs. Robinson. You know what I mean? We had all the...
What was Mr. Rogers' first name?
Fred.
Jim.
Oh, God, right. So you'd call him Mr. Fred now. That'd be the name of the show, Mr. Fred's Neighborhood.
But, one of my best friends, Bernie, to this day, I would never use his mom's first name. It's Mrs. Granzo or Mrs. G.
Do you even know her name?
Sure.
Okay.
You don't think Voldemort, man. You don't say it.
All right. So we have, we're just going Mr. today. So it's 10 songs about Mr. whatever. Mr. Such and
Such. Mr. Such and Such.
Mr. Such and Such.
Mr. Such and Such.
Yeah, whatever his name is. 10, number 10.
Ah, yeah.
All right. So patiently.
For just a card. Just a version of staring at your phone waiting for someone to text back.
I think I still call the postman Mr. Postman.
I feel like only old black men call the mailman Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman! I wait for a very important package.
I always do the same thing. Rain, snow, sleet, you know the rest.
That probably is. Shut up.
God
Here's
almighty.
Your bill.
Here's the guy again. Sorry. Clean Plate Club. Do I get a sticker, guy?
Right. Ooh, coupons.
These are 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin. Number
nine. Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, I never really liked the Killers.
Just be honest with us, man. Tell us how you really feel.
But having said that, have you ever seen them live?
I've
seen
some
concert footage of them recently. They put on a great show. It's a rock show.
So, oh, yeah.
Credit to the Killers.
I mean, look, I heard Taylor Swift puts on a great show.
She does.
She's a professional artist. She should, but I don't want to hear her music.
But she's Miss Swift.
Miss Swift, yes.
These are 10 songs about...
Ms. Swift.
10 songs about Mr. Such and Such. Eight, number
eight. Oh, God. mean, the song is so stupid.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Enter Sandman.
Why? Why? Bring me a
dream. Bum, 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 bum. This is the prequel to Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman, yeah.
It was a simpler time.
Enter Sandman. Boom, 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 of the scene when Marty McFly first walks into Hilldale, because this song is playing.
Like, was sleep that hard to come by in the 50s and 60s?
Apparently they're insomniacs. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
The worst thing that could happen when you're asleep is you wake up with the sand in your eyes instead of smoke.
It was all the uranium in the air.
10 songs about Mr. Such and Such. Seven, number seven. Mr. Bojangles.
So I believe this is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band version of this song. Is the one that everyone is most familiar with. But like everyone has done this song over the years. I was just looking at Garth Brooks, George Burns, J.J. Cale, Harry Belafonte did this. I mean, everybody.
Harry
has done
Belafonte
this song.
And George Burns. I'm just picturing.
What came first, the song or the chicken place?
This was about the guy who made the chicken.
Yeah.
It was about chicken.
Mr. Bojangles.
Good biscuits. Mm-hmm.
It was written by chickens. Good. Yeah, they were singing too, Mr. Bojangles.
If you're ever in the Atlanta airport, go get a chicken biscuit in the morning off of Red Eye. It's fantastic. These are 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin. It's number six. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. No more, Mr. Clean. No
more, Mr. Nice Guy. Listen, he's sick. He's a sick. I mean, what do I say? It's Alice Cooper, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. And you could tell from that point in time, he just turned into a D-bag.
Oh, horrible guy.
He's one of the nicest guys in rock and roll, so it's kind of hard
really
to sell
is.
Me this song.
You know what I mean? I know, he's like, yeah, I just want to play golf.
You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to cut my grass. I'm done with this.
And my lawn is impeccable.
Right. Tell me differently. 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin. Five, number five. Hey, Mr.
Tambourine Man, play a song for me. No, don't. I'm not sleepy. He plays the tambourine. That's not the guy I want to play a song for.
Right.
Me.
Could you imagine a tambourine solo?
No.
It's either the worst thing you've heard or the most impressive thing.
Golly.
It would come like right after the drum solo and dude would go off for like 3 minutes.
There's no bussers out there with just a tambourine. You know what I mean?
Not successful ones.
Be like right up there with the bass solo.
Hey, shut up.
These are 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such. Four, number four.
Mr. Jones does not sound like someone I want to hang out with. We're going to look at beautiful women and share fairy tales.
But everyone on this segment right now, except for Mike, probably has spent plenty of time with him.
Yes.
How many Hollywood women did that guy have sex with?
Oh, God.
Didn't he just win there a time where he was just killing it? The guy from the Counting Crows?
Yeah, Courtney Cox for a while,
oh, my
right?
God, yeah.
I never understood it. Every time I looked at the picture, I'm like, no, but is this the right guy?
It's white dreadlock guy. You know what I mean? You just expect you can get weed from him, and that's about it. You had no idea he could plow through half of Hollywood.
Wait,
guy I knew in high school that could play guitar, right? But that was just killing it for some reason, and that reason was because he could play guitar.
I imagine he reeks of patchouli.
Is Mr. Jones code?
For?
I don't know.
I think it's about needing or addiction or
all right, jonesing
anything. Uh-huh. Right.
Oh,
these are 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such. Three, number
three. We've been dancing with and this is about heroin. There's make no mistake.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Brownstone know each other.
One of the greatest Guns N' Roses songs in my mind. There's a lot of good ones, but this is one of them for sure.
I remember being a kid singing it, and my parents were like, they had that look on their face like, should we tell him or no?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew what it was about till like 10 years ago.
Most of us didn't. Well, I got some guy named Mr. Brownstone he hangs out with.
Don't dabble in cigarettes.
All I know is they sleep late together.
These are 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such on Sit and Spin. Number two.
Mr. Crowley. This might be the finest Mr. song out there. In the world of Mr.
It's
such and
one.
Suches, I would argue that Mr. Crowley is the finest such and such.
Cassie, what were you doing today on the...
this is number two.
What were you doing on the KISW Facebook thing today? What did you say? They're having like a 40th anniversary issue of this album?
Yeah, yeah. It's at the, what, the, I want to say it's this weekend on the 20th is the 40th anniversary of Ozzy Osbourne's Blizzard of Oz. It's a big deal.
Yeah, that makes me feel old because this was one of the first two parents that my parents bought me that was not a Kiss album.
Suicide Solution, No Bone Movies. What else is on that damn thing?
I think Crazy Train. Crazy Train.
This was a fantastic
Ozzy's 40th anniversary of Blizzard of Oz brought to you by Metamucil.
he doesn't even know it. These are 10 songs about Mr. Such and Such. We have made it to number one.
One, number one. Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free.
I thought this song was Broken Wings.
It is. It's by Mr. Mister.
Oh, I was like, what was the Mister? Yeah.
The ultimate Mister song is by Mr. Mister.
Yeah, you got that right. Thank you, Ron Castle. Yeah. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to The Men's Room on The Men's Room Radio Network.
We did most of our damage as kids in my buddy's dad's workshop. It was not as complex as that. It was more about shotgun shells.
Sure.
He made his own ammo. Mm-hmm. But if we wanted to do some stupid stuff, trust me, there's nothing dumber than you can do to take some 4F gunpowder and...
Well, you have to know, if you own a workshop...
Go figure out how to have a good time with
and
it.
And you have a son, and your son has friends, there's going to be a point where you're going to have a long, angry conversation with your son and potentially his friends about what not to do anymore in that workshop.
Yeah.
That's a guarantee, right?
I saw a flame come out of the top of a lake one time from something.
Out of a lake?
Out of a lake.
Oh, you guys fishing, huh?
We were fishing. Yeah, we sure were.
That's my first thought.
Figured you're in Cleveland. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of which, someone else had a request for you, Miles, to tell the story of the Herky Fire.
Herky Fire wasn't really, Herky Fire was just devastating. Like, I didn't smell the smoke. You could just see the light coming from that area. And then when you got down there, like, these flames coming out of that house, they were 30, 40 feet high. And it was a rancher. It was like a one-story.
Right.
So by the time that I got there, and like I told you, in West Virginia, volunteer fire department means that they ring the bell, and then the guys go to the fire department to get their stuff. Then they get onto the fire truck, and then they go to the residence.
So in other words, your house burns down.
It's gone. You know what I mean? So by the time that even the fire department got there, there was just nothing. They were just putting out a fire. But the problem was that my buddy Herky, his younger brother, they had gotten a console for Christmas, and I can't remember what the game console was.
What year?
This was probably around 1988, so maybe ColecoVision or
88.
Oh no, oh, that's maybe Nintendo,
dude. Nintendo's
fresh. I think it was Nintendo. Yeah, I you know what? You're right. It was Nintendo. But
Coleco in 1988.
I can't remember what year it was. Damn. As far as what games came out in what year. But yeah, probably was Nintendo.
I just know late 80s, early 90s, we got our first Nintendo.
Yeah. Jason hid the two games, underneath his pillow.
All right.
Because he didn't want his brother playing with him. He didn't want Herky to play with his games. So when I get down there, and Jason was, he was in different classes. He was a challenge student.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get down there, he is running back and forth outside the house as fast as he can, going, "Herky, Herky, the house is on fire!" And I'm like, "Jason, calm down, man. It's okay. You know, you it's just stuff.
You're telling him to calm down. His goddamn house is on fire."
Right. Okay. So lo and behold,
relax, man.
The entire the entire house burns to the ground. It's a terrible tragedy. And then so they're going. So what does Jason want to do when they get back there? He wants to go find his cartridges. Lo and behold, the game console had completely melted.
Yes.
His two cartridges survived under a feather pillow pressed against the mattress. Jason went down there. His cartridges were one of the only things that survived the fire, although he had no game system.
So we're going to blame on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had no game system, but and had no television, but his two cartridges survived the fire. But I'll just never forget him running back and forth in his pajamas because they were like baseball pajamas.
Yeah.
They had like guys swinging baseball bats on him. And he's running back and forth in these pajamas, you know what I mean? Like one button's off, kind of like you are when you walk out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing. Like, "Huggy, Huggy." And I'm trying to calm him down. But it was so hot. You could not believe how hot that fire was.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the thing that really stuck with me from the whole night was just the fact that it was a wall of heat. Like not even a foot forward you could take.
Damn.
It was fires are a lot more intense than people think.
You just don't know.
It's insane.
But I mean, you like even just where I sit. I mean, this is kind of stupid, but even just where I sit for Sounders games, like when they shoot off those flames when they score a goal, like you feel it.
Oh, you know what? It is stupid. Like my first experience was something like that. I remember the first time I went to see Kiss. Right, it's 1983, and you know that when they take the stage, there's explosions and flames. And I just remember they take the stage and these two big ass plumes of flame shot up. And I could not believe how freaking hot it was. Mm-hmm. To the point where I was looking at the band like, what are you doing?
When I did 2 days of training with the Baltimore City Fire Department, all right? At one point in time, when I took my boot off, there was an inch of water inside my boot from my sweat. That is how hot it is when they're simulating a fire. So there was a tower that's a simulated tower, but they have gas lines running all along the perimeters of the walls and the ceiling and everything else. It is hot. You are in 60 pounds worth of stuff. You're carrying a hose and you're going up to the top and you're climbing a stairwell and you're going up to the top and it keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And by the time you get up there, you are dripping. I mean, you are dripping in sweat. And that's not even a real fire. That's like a simulated
There's no
fire.
Real adrenaline going
on.
No,
there's no, it's just, you know, it's just, it's, you know, it's a controlled environment. And because it was the Baltimore City Fire Department, when we got up to the top, there was this dude who had like one of those reggae beanies on that had the fake dreadlocks coming out the back. And he had sunglasses on and he was smoking a big blunt. That was like the gag. So when we got up there, it's like, I started the fireman. So then we had to carry his ass down the steps. You know what I mean? He was easy, like 220. It's like, and he was just loving it. He was laughing because he's a fire guy. He's a fireman. He doesn't care.
Didn't you get edited out of Ladder 49? Isn't that why you did it?
Completely.
So you did this, right, because they're filming Ladder 49 in Baltimore. With mm-hmm. John Travolta, was that his movie?
Yep.
All right.
And
so,
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix, all right.
He was in that movie?
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, because he's part of the training.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. This is before he had the limp.
And then you were in the movie, right?
We were just extras to play extra parts as being
fired. But isn't that what you want to point at the screen?
Yes.
And you got edited out?
That's me running in there. Everything hit the floor. Everything from the 2 days.
You can't even be an extra.
Everything we did from the 2 days hit the floor. I mean, it wasn't even like, we went to a whole different neighborhood to film something. And it never even made it.
Damn.
Yeah. It's like, that sucks.
I want to see the director's
cut. You know me, I'm like, F Hollywood. Right. You know what I mean?
F Hollywood. Right, you just lost a great opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had to learn how to break down a door with an axe and crap, you know, all this stuff.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
It was pretty cool. It just, you really? Know, it's probably,
yeah.
I swear
that
to God.
Doesn't sound cool to me.
That jacket, those pants, the oxygen tank on the back, your boots, probably easy 60 pounds. I think it's even more than that. It's probably 65.
So what about
pounds.
This sounds cool to you, Ted? I got 60 pounds of crap on. I have an inch worth of foot sweat, and I'm in a burning building. And I
when
know
I was
it's
a
controlled.
Kid, my neighbor across the street was a D.C. fireman.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, as you got older, like, he'd always take us to the firehouse, and you could wear all the gear. But we never got to swing the axes because we were still children. So I'm just like, he got the next level, man.
Oh, man, these are big, long axes.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Man. I mean, they're like, you know, they're
You
badass.
Never see a door get kicked in? I'd love to kick in a door.
I'd like to kick
down.
In a door and axe one down, but more like The Shining, you know what I mean? Like, I'm coming to get you. But not so much with the fire. You know, Jack Nicholson did not wear an additional 60 pounds. He simply wanted to kill his own child. But either way, you take an axe, you chop down the door. That's cool.
They had, like, and I'm not kidding you, they had a train car on site. They had an airplane fuselage on site. We didn't get to go and train into those.
Yeah,
but when they're training for firemen, I mean, they've tried anything that they can get to train with, they will. So if there's an event of a crash. Or something like that, either rail or air or whatever. I mean, they train for all that stuff.
Dude, all right, so here's the crazy story. And I obviously did not see it firsthand, but we were joking around about Ocean City, Maryland, right? And people there are a little different. So my neighbor would tell, the guy lived across the street, he would tell this story about when they went to train in Ocean City, they had like this old fireman that was like in his 50s or 60s, had been there for years, right? So I guess he was grandfathered in, he didn't have to wear an oxygen mask.
What?
So he would run into these fires when he was fighting them, and every once in a while would poke his head out of a window, take a gulp, and then run back in.
Like he's swimming and holding his breath.
And then as soon as they were done, start ripping cigarettes.
Okay.
Right? And trust me, my neighbor was a tough dude. Like he worked a real district, like fought a lot of fires, and he's like, that's the most badass man I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
Men's Room Blank Question. Once enough time had passed, I finally admitted to doing blank. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Yes, thank you.
Hola.
You're welcome.
So I am 45, and I'm finally really willing to admit the terrible story of Freckles the dog.
Oh, no. Freckles the dog. Damn, man. So, you had to give it a name and everything.
Well, it was not my dog. And I grew up in Olympia and in a nice neighborhood, and there was a lady there who cut the kids' hair in the neighborhood, as things used to be.
and she had a dog named Freckles, a nice little spaniel mix. As kids did back then, somehow I was just walking around in the morning one day with a little Ziploc bag full of cookies and snacking on them and just walking around. And Freckles was there, and, you know, Freckles is pretty interested in my cookies. And so I thought, well, I'm going to finish my cookies, but there's some crumbs in the bottom, and I'm going to let Freckles have the crumbs. Well, every time Freckles stuck his muzzle into the bag, it would just kind of flop off, and I thought I'd help him by just sticking the bag over his entire muzzle.
Oh, Jesus.
So he could have the crumbs. And the next day, he was dead. I saw him on the ground with the bag over his muzzle, and the haircut lady was crying and everything. And she said, oh, you know, he must have gotten into the garbage. I don't know how this happened. And, of course, I did that, but I didn't of course, admit to that because I was a little kid and I had killed the neighbor's doggy, and she continued to cut my hair for a few more years.
Did you?
But, yeah.
Did you feel remorse? Like, did you go home and cry? Did you have any emotional attachment, reaction to this situation, or were you like, oh, God, I killed Freckles the dog?
I was more worried about getting in trouble than I felt bad. Even though Freckles was a perfectly nice dog, I didn't really, you know, I understood now how you can kill a dog.
Well, yeah, so put a bag over its head, man.
I learned my lesson.
That could happen to you too.
No, I don't think I cried.
Okay.
No tears for Freckles, huh? I mean,
well,
your heart was in the right place, man, but damn. You killed Freckles.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, cookie crumbs. I mean, I don't know. You know, you know how it was, right? Gen X kids growing up, feral, you know, you just do what you do.
Or, I mean, yeah, but I never put a bag over a dog's head.
Nobody finds out and whatever.
I hear you.
How many crumbs did you think were in there? Why don't you take the bag back off poor Freckles?
Well, he ran away.
Oh, he ran with the bag.
I got it over his muzzle, and then he was gone and, like, seemed to enjoy himself. So I was, like, on my way looking at the, you know, whatever else was down the street.
Freckles was trying to scream for help. He's having
probably
a good time.
I know. Well, now that once I got older, I can only imagine the terrible death that he experienced.
Yeah, he suffocated. And, you know, he suffocated trying to eat a Chips Ahoy.
Right, right.
Now, have you since that point in time, have you seen a similar breed or another dog that looked like Freckles and it reminded you of that one special day there?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I'm more of a cat guy.
Okay,
I think you've proven that already.
Good care of them. And I would certainly, you know, I mean, dogs can be fun and cute and all that, but, you know, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Really. Have you killed anything else in your lifetime?
I've killed chickens. Yeah.
Okay, how many chickens have you killed?
probably like 20 or 30.
Would you work on a farm?
Raising them for meat and chopping their heads off.
That's a little different.
All right, did you
put duct tape around his beak, so.
I was going to say, did you just cover his head in a Glad sandwich bag, or did you actually chop the neck off?
Yeah, no, I was pretty as kind as possible. You know,
did you not have a cone?
I did have a cone.
Okay. That's better than that.
Upside down road cone. And, once the head's off, stuff them in there and they flop around. I'll tell you this though, a lot messier than I thought. Don't wear jeans you ever want to wear again.
No.
When you're killing chickens.
In case you're killing chickens.
I spent an afternoon doing that with my buddy at his grandmother's.
You know, Levi says that in a commercial. Levi jeans. Mm-hmm. Don't wear them into killing chickens. But otherwise, a fine, fine piece of dinner. I feel bad for Freckles. I never met that dog, but.
Once the dog had a cute name like Freckles, I was like, this isn't going to go well.
But he wouldn't stop saying it, which made it worse. He would never just say the dog. It was always Freckles.
And the next day I saw Freckles just laying there.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game?
I like Hogs Monthly. It's just pictures of dudes barbecuing hogs.
I want it to be a strip club. Come on down to
them,
hogs.
Them big breasts in the end there.
Oh, yeah. A
couple of them home shots. You know what I mean?
Hello. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
You thinking Hustler magazine?
What was the backside when they had the, oh, it was a Hometown Honeys or something like that?
What, Hustler?
Yeah, one of the magazines had it. I just can't remember what, it might have been like frickin' Swank or something, but it was like.
Hustler had it, and I don't want to say the name of what they called it, but if you sent your homemade.
Oh, yeah, they were hunting, I forgot.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
That's what they called it. And it was like,
Jen, are you sober or not sober there, Jen?
Not sober.
What are you doing over there, Jenny? You smoking your weed?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Okay. Jen, our men's room poll, you got to wear a mask for a week. What will be on the front? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
I'm going twig.
You go man twig. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. That is really cool.
Not some berries, huh?
Thanks for doing that. Yeah, we appreciate it.
You know, I might go twig.
Going twig?
Just because that's going to get a reaction.
Yes, it is.
I think any one of them will.
Yeah.
But if you got a penis on your face, yeah, that's going to get a reaction.
A lot of dirty looks.
Mm-hmm. Or a lot of good ones. You never know.
Or good, you know.
All right, here's your question. What college football conference announced this week that they will, in fact, be playing football later this fall?
Oh, goodness. USC?
No, this conference is named after my penis, the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or sometimes the Pac-12. It really depends who you're with.
Could go Big 12.
Or Big 12. Hey, I'm not that big. I'm not bragging.
Mine's the SEC. It's always under investigation.
I Pac-12. Yeah, right?
All right, multiple choice. Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Harry Styles, or Abraham Lincoln? A 2-inch strand of hair was recently sold at auction for $81,000. Who did the hair belong to? Again, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Harry Styles, or Abraham Lincoln?
Marilyn Monroe?
I'm going to say Harry Styles.
Based on the sex move, it makes sense. Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right, Jen, question number four.
Question number four for you. McDonald's announced that they'll be releasing a 3-foot body pillow shaped like what McDonald's food product?
A chicken nugget.
There you go. Nice work, Jen.
Who doesn't want to wake up next to a nugget?
Is it a spicy nugget or is it a regular nugget? And if it is a pillow, okay, how many shapes do we have of nuggets at McDonald's?
Four or five.
Okay, because I think it's the long one. You know what I mean?
There's the boot, the bell. Crap, man. I haven't had this for a question.
The circle or whatever the oval thing is.
Boot, bell.
I think it's the boot, to be honest with you.
It's the one you want the most because it fits into the container of dipping sauce.
It's the big one.
I think that's the boot, right?
Okay, yeah. I think it is.
By the way, has anybody else, I pose this to Mike, has anybody else thought about the fact of just a 3-foot chicken nugget?
You mean like
eating a 3-foot? Yeah.
Yeah, like cutting off pieces of it.
Oh, it's like Subway and do about the 6-foot sub, right?
Yeah. I just looked at Mike. I go, Mike, I would love if we could get our hands on it.
Where are you going to get a deep fryer big enough for that bad boy?
That was the real question.
Yeah, exactly.
We need a bigger air fryer.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mi amigos.
Hola. Joe, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, sir.
What are you doing over there, Joe?
Oh, having some Heinekens and some Knob Creek smoked maple Kentucky bourbon.
Wow. Ooh, how is that?
Very tasty.
Sounds like it is. Haven't tried that
one
yet.
High end, sir. I like it.
Yeah. Got to kill something on that skunky Heineken. Men's room, Paul.
Yeah, very true.
Wear a mask for a week with what? Breasts, lady bits, man twig, or man berries?
Lady bits, my favorite.
Lady bits it is. Go to the post office. Got that bad boy on.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Tell them you're there to mail a package.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
All right, here is your question. What three things did God create on the fourth day?
Wow, and that's general. But three things did God create on the fourth day?
Yeah, on the eighth day, he created rock and roll. Thank you, Bill and Ted. They didn't cover that part in the Bible. They ran out of time.
Don't know that one off the top of my head. Sorry, Lord.
Is the first one the sun, the moon, and the stars?
That would be day four.
That is day four?
Yeah, sun, moon, and stars.
What did they do before that, I wonder?
I don't know.
Because you'd think the universe would need to come first.
You would think.
Yeah, just in order.
Well, you got to build the planet, and then sun, the moon, the stars.
Are you thinking like it did the planet? And planet said, something's missing.
Yeah, okay. Like land, right.
Ooh,
sea.
Yeah. Okay. I already got for us, Mike.
Okay. So in the beginning, he started the creation. The first day was light. The second day was the sky. The third day was dry land, seas, plants, and trees. Fourth day was sun, moon, and stars. The fifth day, creatures that live in the sea and creatures that fly. And hang on 1 second here. My quick list is going away. There we are. The fifth day. Let's see. Oh, sorry. The sixth day was animals that live on the land, and finally humans made the image of God were created. And day seven, he just laid back.
And then he got back to work on day eight for rock and roll.
That's right.
Again.
Well, day seven God also had NFL football. Oh,
that's true.
Oh, no. Here's a good one for you. Guy says, my kid, who I didn't think was following the show while we drove, all of a sudden pops up and says, I'll shred my mask before I have berries on it. I say, why is that? He says, they're nuts, Dad. You want to wear that? That's a smart kid right there. That's a
I like
smart
that
kid in the car. He knows what the hell's up.
All right, here is your question. What TV show takes place in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana?
Oh, God. I'm just going to take a stab in the dark of Living Dead.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Okay, saw it. Like it. Bummer.
I think we're on to question three, Joe.
Question number three for you. What word is used to describe an adult female sheep?
Adult female sheep.
You know this.
Oh, yeah. I just want to ram it, but no, it's male.
You know this.
I know you.
You know it. Yes, there you go.
There you go,
Joe. Very
you.
Good. You know this.
That's why you don't take it literally. And someone says, F you. What are you doing? No, Billy, it's not what I meant.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, one of our listeners let us know. VHF, very high frequency and ultra high frequency. That's so the VHF.
The wave of the future.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, today, kind of a unique shot for you. So first, I'll give you the setup here. Today, we toast 28-year-old Emily Owings of Enid, Oklahoma. Well, that's harder to say than you
think. Enid, Oklahoma.
Enid, Oklahoma. Now, Emily was pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Nothing too surprising there. She also did not have her driver's license. That's a problem. She also did not have insurance. So all of these problems are culminating. In fact, the only form of ID that she had, when the cops are like, can you prove who you are since you don't have the driver's license? The good news is she had her medical marijuana card.
Oh.
The only form of ID that she had. Now, all of that said, what followed is one of the sillier situations we've seen, but like a lot of things, all of this was caught on a body cam. All right, and this video is making the rounds, but what we have done, we have the actual transcript of the conversation between the arresting police officer and our actual honoree, Emily Owings. Now, for your listening pleasure, the Men's Room Theater players have gotten together. Our very own Mike Hoff will play the role of Emily Owings, while I will play the role of the police officer. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right. It begins with the police officer. Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Now, I'm waiting to see if you have any warrants through Woods County.
But I have to poop so bad.
Where do you think I was going?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
A bizarre excuse, and her 20th birthday wasn't the only problem that she was dealing with. Police say she wasn't supposed to be behind the wheel in the first place. There was a warrant out for her arrest in Winoka for allegedly fighting an officer.
What? Why won't you just let me go?
Because your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Otherwise, I won't drive no more, but can I please just go home and go poop?
That's when the Enid officer called for backup. If I can get you to step out of the vehicle for me.
Are you going to arrest me?
You're under arrest.
Are you kidding me? Why?
You have warrants in Woods County, and they're coming to get you.
No, they are not. F you guys.
She then puts her key in the ignition and speeds off. A pursuit lasted several blocks with speeds topping 70 miles per hour. Police say the 28-year-old blew through stop signs, even through a school zone, but she eventually stopped and surrendered when officers pointed their guns at her vehicle. Get out of the vehicle now! Step out now! Well, she was arrested and booked into the Garfield County Detention Center. She faces several felony charges. Back to our program.
Can I poop in your car, man?
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, but not pooping.
Get in the car! Police searched Owie's car and found a pipe with meth inside of it. Oh, that concludes Jesus. Our story. This woman would not stop talking about having to poop.
Mm-hmm.
That was her whole thing. And if you watch the video, she's like, listen, man, I got to poop. He's like, I don't care. You're going to be arrested. Can I at least go home first to poop? He's like, no, you're under arrest. Can I poop in your car? No, but we're going to take you to jail where you can poop. But again, she's making it clear that she's not going to be able to hold it. I don't know how this concluded. She may have finally brown capped his car. Maybe she managed to hold it. I don't know. Jesus. But good Lord, that woman. I appreciate a woman who has to poop and let you know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.